League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Podcast. I'm your host CP, and this is the CP Podcast, named after me. We talk about shit we want to talk about. You don't like it? Click the fuck on, bitch. But anyway, we are back for another episode, man. I'm so happy that we got Maya in the house again. Give it up for Maya, mommy Maya. Brr, 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 brr. You look great. You didn't have no baby. Why are you lying? Did you just clone something? What do you guys got going on? You look exactly the same.
That's sweet. I know you're a liar, but that's sweet.
Whatever. What? Tony, can you back me up, please?
We had a baby. We're tired.
Wow, man. Is he sleeping?
He's sleeping now. Sleeping,
yeah. I mean, I'm up every night with him. I'm doing so... Mine does everything.
Don't you guys feel weird? Like, don't you guys feel like you guys should get some sleep while he's sleeping? Because if you are missing his sleep, then it's like, fuck, we're missing a good opportunity to get some... Damn, he gonna be up with y'all. Hey, where were you guys at? Oh, let's play Monopoly. You know
he doesn't
saying?
Sleep enough. I'll say that. He sleeps not enough.
But is he growing? He's growing.
Oh, yeah.
He's, growing, but then, he's fine. Him, he's getting as much sleep as he needs. He's gonna be good. Bigger than the mirror in a minute.
He started smiling at us.
For real?
Oh, it's so good.
He's awesome. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Those smiles are like $1,000.
Ah, it's great.
You ever just get somebody to give you $1,000? You be like, oh, thank you for the $1,000. That's how it feels. You get a smile or those little hugs or like when they grab your finger and squeeze your finger, you be like, oh, my God. Well, if you fucking love me, then fine. I guess I work as hard as I can for the rest of my life to fucking make you moderately happy, I guess, if that's what you need me to do.
Yeah, my dad's here. This is his seventh grandson.
Seventh grandson.
Wow.
Very lucky. That's a good number.
Hell yeah, that's a good number. What is he? Seven grandsons? What is he like? Fucking Red Auerbach or something? Who is this guy? You know what I'm saying?
No granddaughters.
No granddaughters. He's probably a tough little son of a bitch too. You don't need granddaughters. You got pistols and bullets. You don't need granddaughters. All his grandsons, shoot! I'm tired, grandpa, but that's too damn bad.
He's from the island.
That's
too damn bad. It needed to be said twice. Anyway, so okay, guys. What's going on besides that? I mean, how else is life?
Life's good.
Life's good. I can't complain.
World War III is coming.
World War III is coming.
World War III is coming.
Might.
Good
maybe.
Timing.
Let's hope it doesn't.
Why did America do that?
What did America do?
That shit they did in the meeting. I'm not up to speed, but I watched a little bit of it. Sean King lets me know everything I need to know. Oh, you boy. Follow Sean King.
You heard he facilitated the release of some hostages.
Did you see? They had the Israelis on there like, thank you, Sean King, for the $10,000. I'm like, Sean King, how dare you? He's like, I would never. I'm like, damn, they over there capping. Thank you, Sean King, for the $10,000 you gave to us. Thank you for the $10,000 you gave to us, Sean King. I'm like, man. And the thing is, they probably think he's like a big deal over here, too. They probably like, that fucking Sean King's over there running America. Like, right. They're not going to fuck about Sean King for real. But it's just like, it's funny because, you know, perspective is everything.
Yeah.
He's like out in front of like all of us, like, and America is not having it. We're like, Sean, okay, bro.
Oh, wow.
Okay. You know, it's like people have a problem with Sean King because of the GoFundMes and a lot of misallocated fund. Allegations, which of course would come from, they would always try to legitimize anything
mm-hmm.
that they deem as a threat. So a part of me is not gonna allow them to program me against them. You know, shout out to the brother, but it's just funny that, you know, if you were over there, you would think Sean King is like all in Joe Biden's ear. Like, look, this is what you gotta do, Joe Biden. And Joe Biden's like, well, no, Sean King said, Well, look, bottom line is this. You know, Sean King, you know. So well,
anybody can speak for America.
That's
you,
so
you
crazy.
Can speak for America.
It's 50 like Cent did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dennis Rodman went over there and negotiated with King Jong-un.
That's crazy. That's
so, way like, crazy anything than could happen.
That's one of Dennis Rodman's best friends, though.
That is.
Anytime you that ugly, the world belongs to you. People be like, we need Dennis Rodman over here to come talk to these alligators. And Dennis Rodman come over there and be like, look, y'all. Like, y'all can't be biting all the goddamn the alligator. Like, you right, DR. You right. I never looked at it like that. You're like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? He probably had go to all kind of kangaroo meetings and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so the kangaroos said they pissed off because y'all are not bringing them back to Florida. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never know what the fuck Dennis Rodman is up. He was on Men in Black.
He was in Men in Black?
Remember? They was like, Dennis Rodman's been an alien for a long
time. That's right, yeah.
I was like, you can't say shit like that to me because I believe it. I believe it. I was like, yeah, fuck him and his shoes. I'm not ever. He is a fucking extraterrestrial. So yeah, man, like, you know, what's going on over there is crazy. You know, it's just like.
I can't believe we're going to get involved in this.
I know.
I don't know why we have to get involved in this.
I don't know. And it's like, well, you know why we got to get involved in it. Because it's.
Who's already
it's,
involved?
You know, we are knee-deep.
We
were
already involved.
We are knee-deep involved.
Why are we gonna have something that? Why are we gonna have something that could potentially drag in China and the United States over this much?
Because land? They say the economy's about to collapse, and you know what helps the economy?
Hey, it's getting involved. Who says that? Because some people are like, yo, America's economy is doing better than mostly every other economy.
Well, yesterday China sold more American bonds than they did, or the most since pre-COVID. So they dumped a bunch of American bonds when COVID was happening. They're like,
yeah,
something's about to tank. Yeah. And then yesterday
we're not
going to
tank because we make money off war.
Who That's is true. Making money off of 2K? Because I feel like if that is sparking our economy, then they're killing people on. And nothing to get me started on V-Bucks. I feel like, look, our economy is doing fine. It's just a matter of, man, you know why we got to get into it. It's because, you know.
The evangelicals care a lot.
They care a lot.
They care too much.
We've been watching pretty much every news source you can find. So we watched a lot of CBN. Mm-hmm. Everything from CBN to like
Alex Jones.
To Alex Jones we've been watching.
But also in between. So you got NBC, ABC, Al Jazeera. We're watching how everybody covers this so that we can try to get the full story. Because you can't get it from one. You go to Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera forgot that October 7th even happened.
Right.
You go to CBN. CBN completely forgot that Israel had been a bunch of jerks before then. CBN is Christian Broadcast Network. Mm-hmm. Christian Broadcast Network is like, the Crusades are coming. Yeah.
But they don't understand that this ain't the same Israel that's in the Bible. This Israel was born in 1940-something. The Bible was out way before that.
1948?
That was a whole nother Israel that they talking about.
Yeah. According to these people, it's the same Israel as the Bible.
Because
they're Jewish. It's the same Jewish religion.
It's very complicated.
Whatever. They need to, you know, you saw what we did. When we got our Mexico, we called it New Mexico. You know what I'm saying? Just to distinguish, there is an original Mexico and there's a New Mexico. There's an original House of Pancakes and there's an international House of Pancakes.
What is the difference?
Man, fucking deliciousness. Are you serious? Bro, OHOP is like leaps and bounds better than IHOP, bro.
Really?
I have no
idea. Where are they? Where you find them?
There's one in Michigan, okay. Right? So that I know there's a couple in Michigan. Then I was just in Tacoma, Washington, and I stumbled upon one on Postmates and ordered it, and they had the little Dutch baby treat and everything. But man, OHOP is killing. Like they're just fire. Oh, somebody said it's one in the Valley. Ooh,
really?
I didn't know that. Dijonay, thank you very much, because I'm about to be ordering what I like to refer to as the fuck out of that.
We should do an episode from...
Hell yeah! from the OHOP. So, anyway. So my thing is, okay, you know, it's just, we're under so many attacks. I don't even want to misspeak. I'm so scared to speak, because it's like, I don't want to piss off the Jewish community. I don't want to piss off the Muslim community, but it's like both of you guys are fucking up. And it's like, it's not my job to say who's, it's like I'm not the teacher. And then you see two boys fighting in the bathroom. And it's like, look, y'all know the rules. There's no fighting in the bathroom. I don't give a fuck who started it. Everybody getting suspended. That's how we need to do it. But
well,
they don't.
That's how it usually is,
right?
That's
how it usually is.
But then October 7th was real bad.
Was really bad.
Because, I mean, that was fucked up. And you got to think, too. Like, whose kids are going to these music festivals? Like, the top people. Like, you know, people who can afford that. Like, these are people who, you know, it's like, bro, like, they don't give a fuck about them hostages. They don't care about nothing but killing y'all, period. Like, that was the worst thing to do.
They went too far. Because once you go that far, you can't take it back.
Here's
you can't say, I'm sorry.
And here go the thing. Here's what I'll say.
What's too far?
Right. That's what I'm about to say. What's too far? But
what's
at the same,
too far?
I'm going to tell you what too far is. I'm going to tell you what too far is. Ready for this? Too far is when you don't have a plan beyond that. Too far is when you can't back up what you just started.
That seems to be it, right?
That's what too far is. Right. Too far is like, oh, okay, you went and poked the bear, that's fine. But then your stick broke. And you're like, oh, fuck. This bear is 8 motherfucking feet. And he's just like, now you got a cocaine bear running through the goddamn community. And everybody's like, wait, what's wrong with that bear? That bear did not have, I get it. Bears are assholes. People don't really like bears that much. Bears are beautiful, too. If you like bears, you love bears. Mm-hmm. If you're not a fucking fan of bears, then you're like, yeah, I stay away from bears because I don't like talking shit about bears because bears will fuck you up. Here you are, acting like you don't know the rules, come through poking this bear. And it's like, dog, and then you fucking with the bear kids. Jesus Christ.
Don't touch a mama bear's kids.
Oh, my God. And so it's like, to Amir's point, what's too far is not being able to, like you can't start it and then look for sympathy when it gets started on you.
Yeah.
And that's I don't know, man.
That, like, I get what happened was wrong. I get that. And I get that it's like you just go in this innocent civilians, but nobody cared until they retaliated. It's always an issue when somebody retaliates.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, people have cared.
But it hasn't done anything. They're getting bombed every day.
This isn't going to do anything either. Nothing's going to do anything.
Right now,
I know, but what's the
no
when somebody reacts, it's
the
like a thing of like
Israel is the United States. And they went so far that we are not going to stop.
They're funding this shit. They're giving them guns. Yeah. They're giving them weapons.
Of course.
It's a history of the shit being there. It all makes sense as far as imperialism goes.
I think the problem with the whole conflict is that you can go back to any point in time between 1948 and now, and just depending on what position you want to take, you can just pick a date and be like, well, this is where they went over the line. But then the other side can pick another date further back and be like, no, they went over the line here.
Yeah.
So it's just so complicated. And then what happened, it's like you said, October 7th was them declaring a real war without any plan to have a real war.
Right, with no reinforcements. Like, bro, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah.
Your people are like, I mean, nobody got the safety. It was like, okay, everybody go over there. We about to do some shit over here. Now, that's like, imagine if you were sitting on your porch and you wanted to decide to pick a fight, a gunfight, with the local drug dealers because you don't like the way that they've been trying to take over your neighborhood. So your idea, while your kids are in the house, it's a whole birthday party in your backyard, is to fucking shoot at them.
Yeah.
And then when they shoot back, you're like, but it's kids over here. It's like, fam. That like, I'm telling you right now that nobody's right.
No.
But what it looks like is, it's like, dog, both days I was chilling. Like, now I have to have an opinion about this. I got to speak about this on my podcast. I got to piss off people on my podcast because it's the fucking truth. And it's like, dog, bottom line is, like, it's like, man, people been saying Free Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People been screaming Free Palestine. Yeah. That's fine. Dude, who was the last rapper that was a big rapper that was in jail that everybody was like, man, come on, we got to free him. Who just got free? 42 Doug just got free last
week. Literally a couple days ago.
Right? How long they been screaming Free 42?
Since he got in.
You think they was about to drive they Rolls Royces into the jail to go free this nigga? Do you think that was a smart plan to do? Is to go in there and free that man like that? You think he really gonna be free? You think it's gonna be over when y'all do get him? And y'all drive 4 miles?
That sentiment sounds so crazy because it's like when people are oppressed or dealing with such things in this nature, it's like you tell them how to react in a situation where all their other options have been exhausted or they don't care. Nobody cares.
But
wait, I gotta just put some information down. Is that these are not the same the only Palestinians that are doing this. This is Hamas.
Yeah,
it's different from the PLO. So Yasser Arafat, who we remember from when we were kids, mm-hmm. that used to run the PLO, they went to war with Hamas. So to say that Hamas represents all Palestinians is not true.
Right.
They represent Gaza. And then they don't represent all Arab people, because a lot of Arab people are like, I don't know what you did, but they have to come out for them in public. But in private, are they taking any civilians? No. Mm-hmm. They basically are kind of in a corner where they feel for public they have to support this. But
yeah.
they didn't do this. They didn't come out and do this. They wouldn't have done it either.
I'm not supporting what was done is what I'm saying. This is an extreme example of some shit that happens when there's a group of people who are tired and have seen their families die off and all that kind of shit like that. And they will take it to extremes. That's the kind of thing that happens when these things go on.
I know the sentiment. I know what you're trying to say. And I think that that's their PR. Cause look at this. So this is this thing, this drug that they found in the pockets. It's called Captagon. I hope I'm saying that right. Captagon. So it's a synthetic amphetamine that they found in the pockets of these Hamas terrorists. So these guys, we were like, oh, these guys are psychopaths. These are whatever. They're going berserker. But a lot of them were probably high on this stimulant, like methamphetamine.
But if they were all high on it, then what do you think? Do you think that it was planned for them to all be high? Like, I mean, essentially, you get high before a suicide mission.
Exactly.
I think they expected it to be a suicide.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody expected it to be as successful, quote unquote. I'm not calling it successful, but as it was. And now they're like, oh, shit.
They caught the car.
They caught the car.
Because people were saying that these guys were, you know, they were doing these just heinous, heinous things, and they weren't acting like they were doing these heinous things. And they think one of the reasons could be that they were basically high on meth.
Mm-hmm. No. Right? But it's like, anything that's getting to me, I have to take it with a grain of sand, and I have to decipher, because there's been so many, like I said, these are the same people who were saying, thanks Sean King for the money, because, I mean, it's all in an effort to confuse and cover up what they really want to do. Like they really want to get back. And they don't want to hear no. They don't want to hear give them a break. They don't want to hear that. And they're trying to do everything in their power to stop us from even saying that, so they can do what they want to do.
No, and I understand. This is coming from Jerusalem. I don't think Israel is going to give these guys a break. They're preparing a ground war. They're going to go into the tunnels. It's going to be messy.
Well, this is an excuse that Israel has needed for a long time to go deal with Hamas, right?
You're putting stuff on.
I'm not saying it was a 9/11 situation.
Right, no. He's not saying that, but what he's saying is like,
and we can get into the conversation.
Well, there's been tension. Yeah, there's been tension for a while, and it's like, well, the tension was there because things had to be handled amicably,
mm-hmm.
right? It had to be, you know, there were rules of engagement that were in place, and when October 7th happened, it was like, oh. You think you can overstep? Well, we're going to fucking come and river dance.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what they expected to happen,
but
what the plan is.
So, but to your point, though, the excuse was to not be able to restrict themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the excuse was to be drunk with revenge.
Yeah, as like...
You know what I'm saying?
To get the whole populace.
To get the whole, like... You know, like, why would you guys not listen? Because you didn't see what they did to us. It's like, once you gave them that rebuttal of, you see what they did, it was like, man, it's not that nobody can help you, but it just, the ramifications for us stepping in, or anybody stepping in, is this all-on world war.
Mm-hmm.
So now they have you where they want you, on an island.
Yeah, and I mean, I might be wrong about this, and I'm sure I will hear about it, but you can make the argument that things were slowly meeting somewhere in the middle, right?
They
like Netanyahu was on his
way
out. A lot of people blame Netanyahu for how bad it's been in Palestine this whole time. He was facing a public backlash. That's why I keep saying this is a very convenient event for the neocons in Israel, because things were getting better. There were work programs getting people from Palestine working in Israel. There were things normalizing.
Yes.
And then they used those work visas to come to get intelligence, gather intelligence for
to
Hamas.
To do this. And it's not going to get better.
No,
but here's the thing, though. Ready for this? All of that is true. However, that's on a political level, right? So, like, that's like them from overseas looking at the plight that different minority groups have with America and being like, well, they are doing affirmative action. They are doing different programs that are helping to get minorities in college. They're doing stuff for the LGBT groups. They're doing so. Maybe it looks like stuff is getting better. Meanwhile, on the ground level, the ideology of the people is still of hatred.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have people like who are of Israeli descent talking about, well, you know, I could live right next door to a Palestine guy and we don't have the same rights and I can go over there and I can piss on him and I can do whatever I want to this guy because they're under a different rule. It's like, well, that's the problem, is the actual racism within the people, not just the systematic quote-unquote band-aid of the whole thing. It's like, it's indoctrinated in the people. Like, people grew up with these mindsets. These are the ones fighting, not the people who are signing the papers and pushing the laws. They're not the ones doing the fighting.
Yeah. So it is really like you're stuck having two conversations.
Exactly.
Because in Israel, it's like, yes, there isn't a system of apartheid legally.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's 20% of Israeli population is Arab.
Right. So, like, on like paper, Muslim. Like you're saying, it's not like there's a system of apartheid. But if the people have that in their hearts, there's nothing
they
can do.
They want it. No, there are a lot of hardliners who want it. They're like, this is a Jewish state.
Yeah.
This isn't about anything else. This is about you're Jewish and you have the right of return. So anybody born anywhere can come and be a citizen of Israel if you're Jewish.
Right.
But if you're Palestinian, you don't have that right, even though you were born right there.
Right.
Because
right.
you're not the right religion. And that's just a mess. But you know what? There's a lot of Arab countries, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a lot of Muslim countries, too. So it's like, are we going to say that this one people doesn't get to have their own country? And we very rarely get to see a country get made. Like, in our lifetime, we don't get to see it get made. If we had to go back and see all of these countries that we're living in right now get made, we would think that we were monsters. That's absolute monsters. Yeah. Every one of them.
That's a very good point. And I think that I want to just make sure that the viewers understand, number one, we invite everybody to these conversations, right? You want to join the Patreon, you want to come in and drop your education on what you know, what you deem as facts. What we're talking about is everything presumed from the rest of the world looking in. There are people who are from Gaza, people who are from Israel, who understand things that we don't understand. Don't sit up there and say, you guys are fucking stupid, because what this is the conversation that's going on in all the barbershops, in all the beauty shops, in all the car washes, wherever the fuck people are, it's kind of in conversations because we don't know exactly what's going on. We're being fed information through a filter of who knows what the fuck, when the fuck, wherever the fuck. And so it's like, keep that bullshit out of our comments. Like, why would you dare say a thing when you don't know anything? You don't fucking know anything. Unless you're there, right. You don't fucking know.
Yeah, there are a lot of people like standing on one side.
Everything is presumed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, grow the fuck up. Understand that we're all witnessing something that to Maya's point, we have not seen the country get made. And it is not pretty. And it may not be fair. So it's like, you know, I don't know exactly what to deem as good enough for the fact checkers. You know what I'm saying? But we don't care. Like, we're telling you what we believe, and we're telling you what we think, and, you know, join the conversation if you would like to explain to us your point of view. We're not fucking closed-minded, but this is just the conversation that we're having.
Yeah, because we're really talking about public perception, right? More than facts and whatever, because how much does that matter when both of these sides are really playing a PR game, right?
Exactly.
And the last point I'll make about the Hamas attack was, like, you were on your way to winning the PR war.
Yeah.
And you've completely given that up now, which I think is because there may have been, you know, there may have been a path to some sort of middle ground and some peace.
Yeah.
With Saudi Arabia talking to Israel, those relations normalizing could have led to something else. I don't think Hamas, not Palestine, Hamas, the terrorist organization of Hamas,
Gaza, because it's different than the West
of Gaza,
Bank.
Wanted there to be that middle ground. I think they are looking for a war.
But imagine somebody saying, hey, how you doing? I like your house. Get the fuck out. And then let me get a couple of nights. I've had a long journey. We'll talk next year about maybe we can come together and figure this shit out. But this is our crib. My dog wants to lay down. Please get the fuck out before we kill you. And then let's talk in about a year. And let's come to an agreement somehow. Maybe you get the house on the weekends when I'm at work. You know what I'm saying? It's like nobody want to hear that at that point.
And that's, you know, like, again, this is from what I've picked up, and Maya and I think do a good job trying to watch as many different perspectives on it as possible. Gaza specifically did have a win, right? When they did have Israelis kind of encroaching on Gazan land at one point. And during the peace deal before
like
Netanyahu,
or something.
Before Netanyahu came in, they did cede a lot of land back to the Gazans, and they pulled a lot of Israeli settlements out.
They completely pulled out of Gaza.
Yeah. And then the president of Israel that facilitated that was killed by an extremist in Israel because they were not happy with that. But there was...
Wait, no, that they left in 2006. You're thinking of Yitzhak Rabin. He was killed in, I think, like, 95.
Oh, I thought that all happened at the same time. See, I shouldn't even be
But no,
about
he was killed. He was killed in 95 because of an extremist Jewish person. So that he was being too peaceful because he wanted to have peace. And this extremist from his far right came in and assassinated him. I remember watching that on TV. I didn't know what was going on.
That's another thing, too. Like, politics, as we know it, is not how it's ran in the whole world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, our politicians are under a little bit of pressure. Every now and then, somebody gets killed. Every now and then, a politician gets smoked out, right? Mm-hmm. Over there, it's like, we will fuck you up. I'm not lobbying for shit. Do what I ask you to do, or I'm going to fucking kill you. Like, there is no, and they're like, yeah, fuck. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, so speaking of supervillains, though, because I want to get off of this.
Good idea.
This shit is like, you know what I'm saying? We get to talk about this for ages because it's like, you know, we're over here. This is the same thing, believe it or not, the way that we talk about this is the same way that we talk about aliens and different other things where it's like, we're always trying to look for life that has our rules of, you know, two eyes, two ears, a mouth, like walking up. Like, we can't even fathom some of the things that could come for us because we only know our rules. And so, as Americans, we're like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? But it's like, we have a way of doing things that is just not the way that the world does things all the time. And so, we're not going to understand everything. So, let's just, but speaking of supervillains.
Ooh, supervillains.
If you've been in Paris recently.
Because they're rich. You so rich, you in Paris.
Who, me?
People, if you rich and you've been in Paris recently.
First of all, I heard Paris is ghetto as hell. It's dirty as fuck. Graffiti everywhere. And then now they got this bed bug problem. Now, it's one thing to have a bed bug problem, right? I mean, I'm sure, like, you know, parts of, like, America are, you know, like, horrifying with bed bugs, I'm sure. But there's a gentleman in Paris.
Make everybody suffer. Oh my God.
Yeah, y'all don't want no parts of that, bro. Nobody does. That, bro, you gotta blow the whole crib up.
Look at that one picture where they're peeling back that wallpaper right there, and it's just.
Oh God.
Yeah. See, this kind of stuff right there that'll make your dick turn to a navel. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? This time you should make your shit go up inside you. Like,
oh,
nope,
God.
I don't want anything to do with this world.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but yeah.
There's a guy who is breeding, quote unquote, these bed bugs as an attack. First of all, what kind of weak-ass supervillain are you? Like, I will release my bed bugs on you. It's like,
I don't know, man. It's pretty bad.
I think this is a good supervillain because you don't want to take it too far.
Yeah, no. If you're trying to walk some kind of line, this is a way to ruin a lot of people's lives quickly.
You're going to get a lynch mob after you, but the government won't kill you for this.
First of all, what you think them bad bugs ain't loyal to you? They'll eat your ass up if they get out that goddamn channel. You're not breeding them. You're just giving them an environment to grow. That's it. You're not like, bad bugs, sit. Listen to my demands. You know what I'm saying? They at the table. The bed bugs run across the table and get the paper. But like, this is our demands. Bed bugs, make a number. They all form into a number. This is my number to quit. Like, you don't have bed bug control, my nigga. You just are an idiot. So let's read what he said.
Well, I just want to say, give people the backstory. This wasn't posted to 4chan, as they say. This was posted to a French forum in 2021. And so this is translated from French.
Okay.
Into English.
I think you should read this.
I think you should read it.
Where should I start?
But what is my goal, you ask?
Okay. But what is my goal, you ask? Huh? Why do that old, big old mad bug?
That's his name. Mad bug.
Oh, his name is old, big mad bug. I must read it like Dr. Evil. Well, there is the stroke of genius when it arrives. My interest is twofold. The first is that I hate I hate France from the bottom of my guts. Mm. And I hate the people who live here. For the most part, I want this country to collapse as quickly as possible. And you think Bedbugs is going to do that, you fucking twerp? Anyway, let's finish. I calculated that I have already cost more than 1 billion euros alone. And that's only taking into account the cost of treating bedbugs, which in practice is impossible. I'll tell you right away, it will always come back. Don't worry. It's dead. Why would he even say it's... All right, whatever. French people talk weird as hell. Yeah. Anyway, and without counting the cost linked to psychological problems, loss of motivation, efficiency, lack of sleep, possible work accidents which may have occurred thanks to this, etc., etc. The second line is that I have obviously knowing that the bedbug infestations will increase, I can not only ruin France, the state as well as the individuals, but also make as much money as possible by knowing which boxes to invest in and which sector of activity exactly. The bedbug market is growing. Mm-hmm. It's a growing market. Very buoyant. I estimated that more than 1,000 billion units. What? Who does 1,000 billion? That doesn't even sound right. Don't you go to a trillion?
Which boxes to invest
in? French numbers are weird.
No, they're fucking stupid because nobody does 1,000. It's a trillion. Whatever. This motherfucker is... he is not even... I estimated it'd be more than 1,000 billion units this year and double that next year. With the return of the tourism. He's trying to ruin the world.
Man, I disagree with you. I think this is a very good supervillain.
No, he's not. And I mean...
1,000 billion sounds bigger than a trillion.
But what are the units? 1,000.
Yeah, what is he talking about? The bed bug market is growing? Like the bed bug, like
he's talking about actual bed bugs as units. He probably got them all numbered.
Oh.
Number 955 billion, step up. Show them your bite.
And yeah, they're not sure if this is real?
Okay, so this is the original. So someone I posted this in on a French forum in 2021. And so this is the original, what he posted. He's anonymous. It's like a French 4chan.
So this could be somebody's imagination.
It could be creepypasta.
I choose to believe it is real.
I'm going to go with it's real.
Man. He better off doing ants.
What?
Why? Ants are way smarter. You can get the right, like bullet ants. He can do some damage with bullet ants. And you can control ants.
You can control ants?
Yes, you can control ants.
How?
Pheromones, training, karate.
Well, you breed things, right?
I breed French bulldogs. Funny you asked, Tony. Thank you. So, I'm not trying to take over the world, but you know, I can't take over your Christmas.
That would be adorable.
I could take over one of your Christmas with a very, very beautiful, cute Merle, blue and tan, or a pied blue Frenchie that we have available. Apply Blue Merle, Frenchie we have available as well. Just if you want to get a Frenchie, call me, whatever. They're cute. They will take over your Christmas. And they're going to be way less than 1 billion euros. Just a thought. But, yeah, breeding, I mean, so breeding, you have to know, like, when these bed bugs are ovulating.
Go on.
You got to know, like, what colors he wants. What breeds?
Like for traits? Are we
breeding? Yeah.
For aggression. Breeding them for traits.
Now these are my smartest ones. These are the scientists' bed bugs. These bed bugs only bite feet. These are important. He probably got about 50,000 bed bugs that is carrying him. He walk into a room like this. I'm here to negotiate. What's his name again?
It doesn't say, oh, Big Mad Bug.
Big Mad Bug.
So he's calling himself Mad Bug.
No, Big Mad Bug. Don't leave that big out. He like Big Sean.
But to be honest, somebody breaks into your house with a knife or somebody breaks into your house with a box of bed bugs.
Right.
Who are you taking more seriously?
Oh, I'm shooting both of them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? Both the niggas gonna die. You know what I'm saying?
But if he has the bed bugs, you can't shoot him because if he drops it.
Right. No, he gonna drop it. He gonna die still, but I mean, we got bed bugs. As soon as he walked up to my house, we got him. We got bed bugs now. So we got to kill him just because I'm pissed off.
Stab me.
Fire. Fire might work.
Yeah, but then you got to burn.
You had that ant problem for like a year one time. It drove you crazy.
Yeah, it's like on and off. But it was when it got hot, yeah. Never again.
Amir had ant problems. He didn't have to burn his house down.
Right now.
But you don't have to burn down your house.
Bro, the hotter it gets, the more they fucking come in.
Well, you sound like, what, I don't want you to put your business out, but like, what part of the town are you staying? Like,
I'm like, the valley area, close to Glendale, you know what I'm saying? That, but like,
that's exactly where the hell I was.
Yeah, like, it's like problem. Eagle Rocky, Tampa, and I don't have no area. Yeah, no, like,
they're bad.
We go through it. Like, I had to put some tape on my outlets.
I did the same thing, and they still got through. Yeah, they'll kind of, like, the air will go over it, but you probably need, like, duct tape. But what I used was DE powder.
I have dog, so I just brought Max back. Max is back now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that powder is no joke.
He can't be by the puppies. He'll probably fuck them, or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I use. I use DE powder, and that shit is no joke. But it basically, like, it drops in them and it like crystallizes it a little bit. It makes it so that they can't retain moisture. So it just takes all that out of them. And they walk into it basically like cuts them up or whatever. Mm. But I didn't really see that effect on them. They just started being like, oh, that's crazy. They saw a couple of them die. It was like, damn, don't want to be that guy. So they just started avoiding it. But then I had it in the windowsill, and then we got termites. And the termites tried to come alive like they were baby termites. Mm. And they were I heard this like fluttering sound in the window. I was like, what the hell is that? And I looked, and these termites were getting cooked by this DE powder shit.
Ah.
So it was just killing them at like as soon as they were trying to come alive, they were dying. I was like, this is terrible. I was like, I'm dealing with ants. I got the ants out the way. Now there's termites. I'm like, we got to move. I was
See,
like,
but what I heard is you can reason with ants from what you just said.
No.
You can show an ant, like, here's a dead ant, and it will go away. But they can't reason with bed bugs.
They know, because I've killed an ant, like, right in front of them. They send the signal out, and all of them scattered. They was like, oh, shit, this way. Go the other way. And that's what they do. They're really smart. But that's the fucked up part, is that once they figure out, okay, there's danger here, we'll never come back here again, but we'll go somewhere else. And then they start moving through your house.
Ah.
And that's the thing. And they spread so fast. It, like, doesn't make... I used to come to work, and clear. Kitchen's clear. Come back, and they in the fridge. They're walking to the trash can. I was like, we didn't even leave anything out. I left the pizza out for an hour. They fucked that shit up. I'm not even joking. They're relentless.
So we have like a lot of crazy big spiders, right? So we got black widows.
Yep.
Like real black widows with the hourglass on the ass. Then we got gopher snakes, which get fucking huge.
What's a gopher snake?
I'll show you the one that they put out our
Mike,
drain.
Can you bring it up?
Yes.
A gopher snake.
Is it like a real?
I never heard of that. So they must eat gophers then. Is that what
I would imagine?
Yeah, it's that name or the color.
I would imagine that. That's crazy being named after something you eat. Like, yeah, I'm the pussy man.
Oh, that looks like a rattlesnake.
Yeah. They do like rattlers, but like, you know.
Oh, that's unfortunate because you probably kill them immediately.
Oh, immediately.
Because you think they're rattlesnakes, so, but they're harmless?
They're not poisonous. So they're like a bigger garter snake.
Mm.
You see how
that looks like mouth, bro? The mouth on that thing looks like a turtle. That looks like a turtle.
It does look like a turtle.
It looks just like a turtle in the face.
It does have a turtle face to it.
Did you ever see that? I forget which show it was, but these people bought a house, and then they just heard like a little bit of a slithering in the wall.
Oh yeah,
and
this is like a famous thing.
And that thing fell down.
Oh no, they were on top of a snake breeding ground. There were thousands and thousands and thousands of snakes under their house, in their walls, in their
attic.
It was one of those situations where, like, they knew the realtor must have known, and they still sold it. And
wow.
I think they had to abandon the house. Like, there's nothing they could have done.
That sounds like some Australian shit.
Yeah. Yeah, where was that at?
You looking it up?
Here's a particular one. Okay, I don't think this is the one we saw, but...
Idaho.
Rexburg, Idaho.
Yeah, that sounds like snake land. Well, hell, we're down in Rexburg.
Shoot. They found a few at first, but
then so many, they could even taste them in their tap water. Oh.
I tasted it, and it tastes... I had touched and dealt with enough snakes by then that the water tasted just like the snakes taste.
But even worse, they signed paperwork when they bought the house acknowledging that there were snakes there.
Ah.
Didn't think there would be so many.
That's crazy.
When they couldn't get rid of them, they declared bankruptcy.
Seven different lawyers throughout all of Idaho. Their best mention to us is, well, where they got you on the paperwork, you need to just file bankruptcy.
They refused to give up without a fight.
The previous owners that had walked away from that house, they had sealed up pretty good, but we, you know, after we found that in the house, I went around and tried to seal all I could.
ended up on the Animal Planet Network.
You know, when we realized that it was a really big problem, we kind of wish we would have started taking pictures from day one or keeping the snakes, you know, just because I don't know. I hadn't lived there. I don't know if I would believe it.
They got him on the paperwork, man.
The home is now owned by the bank, and the price keeps going down under $110,000 in January. The Sessions are trying to rebound and worry that an unsuspecting buyer...
Look at the kids. Yeah, that's how I used to do, lift up laws and find them.
Yeah.
...have a name for the place. They call it the Snake House.
Well, that's not even creative. Why would you even give us like a little... What? Like I would call it like the Slither Home.
Serpent City.
Serpent fucking City. That sounds like a strip club, though. For women to go there and look at dicks. We're going down to Serpent City. I ain't been there to catch you down in Serpent City, bitch. I love it here, Tony.
Oh, man.
I didn't mean to say Tony. It wasn't you. I'm just saying, like, we better catch Maya down in Slither City. She's like, Maya, you got the baby? Where the baby? Look at my day. I'm down in Slither City.
Man, when Maya and I met, that townhouse you were in.
Why would you start that sentence right after a dick show? Yeah. He's like, well, you know, I'll tell you now. When me and Maya first met, man, I was dancing down at
City, man.
No, go ahead. What happened?
You had no bug problem at all, and then they evicted that hoarder that was living in the building.
And
then
next door.
Everybody got roaches.
You can't live in a townhouse. If you live in a townhouse or an apartment, and somebody in your apartment,
they go through the walls.
They're just gonna come through the wall. Yeah. So the way, if you have a hoarder who lives next door, they have to. Everybody has to leave, and they have to fumigate the entire.
Yeah, would you say they gotta tent
area.
The house?
Yeah, put that big-ass do-rag on your house. And everybody be walking by like, damn, they some nasty motherfuckers. They got that big-ass thing on their house. It's like a big circus tent.
I be seeing that. That's so crazy.
Yeah, we moved because of it.
We moved. There's nothing we could do. It was like, unless you're going to treat the entire townhouse complex of like five houses or something.
And then your weird landlord comes in.
That's in Canada. How cool is that?
What is it? A chicken whopper?
Uh-huh.
Whoa. Big chicken. A chicken Big Mac.
Oh. See, I would mess with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, chicken Big Macs. I don't know. Just they have them in Toronto. Anyway, trying to look for these pictures of this snake.
It's making you hungry?
opposite.
You want to look at pictures of snakes? Here's pictures of snakes.
Can I tell you something, though? I used to catch balls of snakes like that.
Like that?
Yeah, like catch them in buckets. And my dad would be so mad. Like, stop bringing this shit in my house.
Oh, you'd bring them in the house?
Yeah, I had like 40 at a time. And I would sell them, put them in tanks.
Right, look at all those
Roman better not.
All
swear.
Over top of each other like that.
He's a little boy. What
I
you
don't.
Think?
I don't care.
I don't. I don't mess with snakes. I'm not afraid of like frogs, spiders for real. But snakes is just they cool to look at from like afar. But I don't really play around like that. I don't want to get bit. I'm good.
Man, I used to have so many snakes. Like I got four big old frogs right now. My frogs grew so much.
Did they?
Hell yeah, they're huge now. They're just, you know, but we feed them. I'm about to go to the place and get some crickets in as soon as I leave here. I feed them excellent. Calcium dust. They're just great frogs. They call Max. This is his first time meeting the frogs. He did not like that shit. Because they bark like dogs. He's like, what the fuck is he? He's running around. Like, what is that? You guys hear that?
Oh, really?
That? Yeah, he's like, what is that? I'm like, yo, chill out. It's the frogs.
Okay, bed bug man.
So what do you think? What do you think? Do you think that they're going to, like, here's the thing. Can I tell you why he's the dumbest villain ever?
Please.
Because even after they pay him, he can't stop it.
Very true.
Yeah.
See, like, if you're a villain and you ask for these euros and all that, they want you to stop it when it's done.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna be like, thanks for the money, but, I mean, they're fucking crazy. They don't listen to me.
But he's like the Joker, right? Like, he has no set. He's not trying to benefit personally. He's just trying to cause chaos.
But what if he sells a bed bug poison?
Ooh. If he has a cure for bed bugs,
no, he could like shut him down.
Well, I don't know if he has a cure. Said that. I don't know if he has a cure, but if he's just in the market of selling bed bug poison, now he's got all this money. Because before he didn't have any money, his business was going down. He released all these bed bugs, and now his business is thriving.
It's like people with tire shops throwing nails everywhere.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Does that really happen?
I'm convinced it happens.
I am too.
Where our old office was? There was a bunch of like car stuff in the area. Everybody at that building got at least 3-4 times.
Nails in the tire. That's right. Yeah. You would always scream about that.
Oh, screaming and screaming.
It's probably because of stupid construction stuff out there too. I got it happened to me.
I know. Yeah, you were going.
I was
to the
just
office.
Driving. I was like, damn.
It happened to everybody. It was the tire people. I'm telling you.
I don't know if it's crazy because it's like, yeah, he can't stop it now. But like, if they catch where he's like breeding these things, that they gotta blow that whole shit up. They have to. What are you gonna do? You can't like shut
Even
down
if
your
you
operation.
Kill him, he won.
Yeah.
He won. He already won.
He's an agent
and
of chaos.
And it's no point in. It's, I don't think there's a point in killing him. Might as well. You know what? Put him in a prison somewhere by himself with the bed bugs. Like, you live with this shit, my
He
boy.
Might love it.
Or.
What is it? The Bane line?
He might be immune.
What's the Bane line? You born in the dark. You just merely existing or whatever.
What you do, and I would never do this because it's messed up. What you do is you walk him from the courthouse to the van. Mm-hmm. And you put the van all the way over there. And you just let people come out and say their piece. The chances of him getting to the van from the courthouse, that's not on you. That's on the mob.
There you go.
So you want to line him up to get killed like Nino Brown?
Who?
Nino Brown.
I'm not familiar.
New Jack City, when them old man shot him? Nino! Oh. Remember me, motherfucker?
Oh, Wesley Snipes. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I'm just saying, if you needed to solve a problem real quick.
That's pretty violent.
I would never.
I would kill him. Right off.
Oh, if I got if I got by that, oh yeah. Let me find out where you stay, bro. I'm gonna track your IP. I'm gonna track your IP address.
Get rid of that shit for real.
Yeah, it's expensive.
I'm flat out killing him. Like, try me, big mad bug.
So just dox him and someone in France. Is gonna get him.
Yeah. Yeah, he gotta get hurt. I'm sorry.
All right, what's next?
Okay, so here's it's funny, but it's not funny. So the AI doesn't know how to get jokes.
Sorry, guys, little post COVID cough. I'm good.
Oh, that's right. You had COVID last week.
Well, yeah, 10 days ago.
Oh, okay. So basically, the AI models don't know how to match the caption to the cartoon. So they just don't know how to get a joke.
Explain that.
So they did, it says hundreds of entries from the New Yorker magazine's cartoon caption contest. As a test bed, researchers challenged the AI models and humans with three tasks. So matching a joke to a cartoon, identifying a winning caption, and explaining why a winning caption is funny. AIs don't know funny.
That's a big deal. That's big.
For this industry.
For this industry, because they're trying to write these scripts and stuff. And like, and if they don't get the joke, everything becomes across like so like the chicken crossed the road because the road is a construct of navigation and the navigation part of the road is the business is on the right side of the road and the chicken either goes to the business. Like, wait a minute. That's not even, see?
I don't know. That was funny.
Joke. That's fucking hilarious. But I mean, of course, I'm CP. I'm not AI. But here's the thing, though. It's like, ain't shit funny. In the future is what it sounds like. Shit getting weird. I was watching this comic yesterday. I forgot her name. Old white lady. She was saying how, like, this is Gen Z. Essentially, like, the last gen, if you want to look at it, like, the letters. But she was saying, like, it's so much shit that they've seen. Imagine telling them to like, do their homework. It's like, we're at war. Fucking AI is out. It's like,
I get it.
You know, fucking. And it's just like, yeah, they don't. It's like, shit is kind of. Getting weird. Like, of course AI doesn't get the joke because they didn't program a sense of humor into it. We got to stop acting like all this other shit that AI can do is not programmed into it for real. Mm. They didn't program a sense of humor. They didn't program a playful language. Like, if you tell Siri, tell me a joke. And then ask her, why is that funny, though?
Mm-hmm.
She'll be like, well, because she don't know.
Yeah,
she doesn't understand.
Can you program something like that?
Yeah, can you program?
So say
humor?
Like, what is humor, Siri? What is humor?
Man, if I had to nerd explain it, I had to AI explain it. I would say the difference between reality and what people say.
So let's see. Mm.
So something's funny when it's true, and you're not supposed to say it.
Mm.
Hey Siri. Oh, now she don't want to listen. And I don't give a fuck what I can say. Siri is. Yes, you come. Well, like, bitch, I didn't even talk to you. Hey, Siri. What is humor?
Humor is a quality in something that makes you laugh. For example, in a situation, in someone's words or actions, or in a book or movie. This answer is from Collins Dictionary.
Damn, she didn't even think of that. She didn't even fucking think of that. She just read it.
But Siri doesn't do like AI stuff.
Yeah, we'd have to ask ChatGPT.
But that's a circular reasoning. So, something's humorous if it makes you laugh. What makes you laugh?
Ah, yeah, very good.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yes, he's just saying humor is what makes you laugh, right? But what makes you laugh?
Yeah.
Siri, what's funny? What do you think is funny? Ooh, that's what I have to ask her. Hey Siri, what do you think is funny?
I don't have an answer for that. Is there something else I can help with?
Nah, bitch, I asked you a question.
I won't respond to that.
See?
Oh, now you're fighting.
Yeah, see? I was joking. Now she didn't even realize that. I was just joking. She's not a bitch for real. See? Siri, you're whack as fuck. But anyway, so Siri isn't AI, though.
No.
You gotta stop. Come on.
No, she's not AI yet. Not yet.
It has...
It's a reference.
So the thing is it, yeah, the funny thing is, like, the AI thing has turned into this thing of what it is instead of what, like, behind the scenes, what those things do, essentially. So now AI is a forefront. It's a thing. So now it's like, oh, I'm going to ask AI to do this. Before it was like, I'll ask a thing to, like, assist me into doing something. Siri was a virtual assistant. That's what it came out as.
Oh,
a voice
assistant. Right.
That's what those things are. Google Assistant, Siri, Bixby, whatever, Cortana, they're all virtual assistants. And now that this other thing, like ChatGPT, that's an AI thing that's built upon all of these languages and compiling things to make something doesn't kind of already exist.
Whereas
Siri was something that was just an assistant to help you with things that already do.
Right.
You know, it's more
so
of
it's interpreting what you're saying into a task for it to do.
Yeah. It can't, like, Siri's not going to make, like, hey, you can ask Siri, like, hey, Siri, can you, give me da 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 da. It's going to pull up something. It's going to go do research and pull up something, but it's not going to give you something brand new.
Mm-hmm. So basically, AI is going to find the real meat and potatoes out of what Siri would pull up and then just give you that compiled with a bunch of meat and potatoes from other stuff that makes sense.
A little
sense
bit, yeah, because
it.
It's like, it's not trying to give you, isn't like, that's why people go to AI for, like, information. It's probably not the best thing to do because it's not necessarily going to give you what you're looking for. It's just going to give you a lot of shit. Essentially,
the best shit that they could find on the
topic. Like whatever that, and then whatever that is, because they're not going to tell you how it's getting these things,
because
that's a whole different thing. Of like, that's why you're getting to the copyright laws and all that stuff. The thing is, it gets to the point where it's like, I can't even tell you how the fuck it does it anymore.
So like NBA 2K, even back in like, let me see, 2K like 13 had AI settings where you could determine how difficult the AI was. The AI was the computer's ability to make the correct play to play against you. So here you are with free reins, right? I could just come down and cross shoot. The AI on its highest level understood once I cross the three or four moves that I could possibly make, and it defends for the best one. And then it's my job to outsmart it. And that's where the game comes from. That's where you essentially playing against the computer. But that's what the computer's mind was to play the game. It's like playing chess.
Yeah.
Against, you know, and so those were like early, kind of like, we were like test subjects for AI for real. Like learning how to beat, like, you know, after a while, you just learn that the computer is not going to play up. It's not going to file. It's not going to go under the screen. It's not going to do certain shit that a desperate person would do trying to win at the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to stick to the rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's almost like, well...
But those kind of things have been around forever. Especially right. If you think about video games. It's always been a computer. Even Pong, like, you're going against the computer, essentially.
Right.
And that's what that is.
But the computer's not learning from Pong.
Right, that's what I was about to say. Like,
No.
The computer is just doing, like, once you figure out what the computer's not going to do, you can just start beating it every time. Like, on Madden, I learned the computer first. So like I learned, like, because that's what tells me how the game is being played right now, right?
Yeah.
So like I'll get the new Madden 24 and I'll go like a four verticals, right? And then I'll see like if I can get the ball over the top of the defense or if they're playing me so tight. I can't do that against a person that knows that I'm gonna go to that person. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I can learn that the computer does not have the capability to play outside of the scope of what a football player would do. Like on Madden, on defense, I could pull a defensive lineman off the line and have it running around in the backfield to mix up the quarterback.
Yeah.
It wouldn't normally do that, ever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's a great way to win, is to, like, pull a lineman back, and now you looking at a lineman in the middle of the field, you know where to throw. I was like, what the fuck are you doing back there? He's just like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, a big 6'9" nigga in the back of the field, like, oh, you know, it's like, so I feel what you're saying. It's like, that's been around for a long time, but the point is that it's getting better. And like, really,
it's
really,
more like they let it go and do its own thing.
Right.
And that's what the part where everybody's like, that gets risky, it gets scary, because it does become a thing where it's like, you don't know where it'll go. You can't determine where that's gonna go.
Right. Like the AI players could just be like, hey, we're taking a break. And you're like, what do you mean I'm taking a break?
Yeah.
Taking a break.
But they wouldn't put those kind of the way, so that's what I mean. Like, there's so many different types of AI that wouldn't work. Like, they wouldn't put that in the game unless they're trying to make it something where it's like, these things take on their own life and they do their own things, and everybody in this world does their own kind of thing. Then that's a form of like what we use, what people want to use, like ChatGPT and those OpenAI or whatever. Whereas before it was just like, that is the computer in the game and is meant to be like a blockade for you, but you can eventually overcome that.
Mm.
Instead of it having like this predetermined path where it's just like, you can just do whatever the hell you want to do. We program these things in here to do whatever the hell they want to do. It's like, no, they're programmed just specifically to do this task.
Right.
And that's what we're used to before. Like, I used AI stuff in audio for denoise, but that is programmed just to knock out certain sounds and be like, you can teach it a certain noise that you like, and it'd be like, okay, we'll try to suppress it, but it only can do it to a certain degree. I wouldn't let it run on its own and be like, hey man, just figure it out. Like, because then it's going to start taking out shit that doesn't be like, oh, I like CP's voice, but I don't like Amir's voice, so I'll take him out entirely. And right. It's done those kind of things before.
How? But what do you think about that? It was a movie with Ryan Reynolds and Lil Rel. It's called Free Guy.
I've heard of it.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And it was about an NPC that just decided that he didn't want to be NPC anymore. What's crazy about that is that is AI deciding to have enough information to start making alternate decisions based on the information that it has, right? Like, it knows that I can walk into this bank every day, then I walk into this Starbucks every day. One day it's gonna be like, I'm walking to the Starbucks first and then the bank. Then it's gonna be like, I'm not gonna go to the bank today. Then it's like, I'm not even gonna come to work. And if I don't come to work, then am I still the NPC? Like, I'm not in the world, not playing a character. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And it was like, they never said it, but if you understand what AI is, you understand that was like a cute iRobot movie.
Yeah.
Does it have free will?
Because Ryan Reynolds becomes self-aware, right?
Right.
Yeah. Just like realize, did anything happen to make him self-aware? I can't remember.
Because,
at one point he's just like.
Oh, he liked a girl. He saw a girl that he liked. And he was like, why am I feeling this way?
Emotion.
That's right.
It'll always be something saying? Like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, so in iRobot, he didn't save that little girl. Will Smith didn't save the girl, so he hated robots. But then the robot explained to him that it was about the best survival odds.
Yeah.
And so that's why. But it was just like, yeah, it's one of those things where it's like that's really the difference now. And like, I think it's going to be like super AI or super sentient AI. I think we're going to like a SSAI.
Lambda. That's what they said that Lambda was.
A super sentient AI?
That it was sentient. That's what we're waiting for, is to see if we get AI that's sentient.
Mm-hmm.
And then people are like, well, what is sentient? Because how many people live their life like Free Guy?
Mm-hmm.
And are we sentient? Do we have free will?
Well, we also like display our sentientness, and I don't know if that's a word, but like an AI can sit there and watch Dr. Phil and binge it. And start to understand, like, compile, like, okay, all the teenagers under the age of 15 have this response to their moms. All of the black teenagers and all the white teenagers. And it starts to compile and start to identify with when these certain emotions take place in the human genome. Because 5-year-olds aren't having the same emotions as 15-year-olds. And you're watching them on Jerry Springer every day. You don't know me. Fuck you. It's like. And it's like, it's just mimicking, but that's all we really do anyway, is mimic.
Right. Like, we're already just mimicking.
We're already just mimicking.
Yeah. And a lot of times, like, if you're in a situation and you're like, I'm upset by this, how much of that is hormones and how much mm-hmm. of this is, like, my expectation of how I'm supposed to react to this?
A lot of people are just hungry.
A lot of people are very hungry.
Man, put on a Mary J. Blige CD for AI, and then the AI gonna be like, niggas ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like... It's like, duh, like, you don't even know niggas. Hey, I do know niggas. Niggas ain't shit. I used to think that I wasn't fine enough. I used to think that I wasn't wild enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, the AI just like, love. It's like, dog, like, because we put out so much emotional content and we're teaching people how to be emotional, it's not hard for the AI to just develop these same emotions projectively.
Mm-hmm. That's how psychopaths work.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They mimic. They just mimic how emotions should feel. They're good at it.
Yeah. And then, or what they expect other people.
Is that what that means? Like, to be a sociopath or a psychopath?
Oh, you don't have empathy.
Which one of the paths is it?
They're all on the same scale. So sociopath is like a watered down version of a psychopath. So you can be a psychopath and not be a bad person.
I think the...
What?
Yeah, you can be a psychopath and not be a bad person.
Yeah, like a sociopath will do things to benefit themselves. A psychopath may do things that don't necessarily benefit themselves.
But right? then, but it's just.
But it's all like reading, yeah. like I'm gonna do what is what I think you expect me to do when it benefits me, and then vice versa. If it,
but that's like saying like, let me clean this kitchen for my mom come home because she get the fucking tripping. I don't want to clean the kitchen.
Yeah.
Right. So like, your mom is trying to raise you to want to clean the kitchen, right? Yeah. But the fact that you're doing it just so she doesn't get pissed. Makes you a sociopath?
Yeah, like she can't make you appreciate a clean kitchen, but she can make it so that you know that there will be some benefit to you if the kitchen is clean.
And then she'll make you act like you're like a clean kitchen. Look at this clean. Right. Yeah, Ma, I love it. It's nice.
Like if she doesn't notice, like, man, this floor is clean today.
Ma, you see how sparkling those windows are?
So this guy, he was a neuroscientist. He didn't understand. And he was studying psychopathy. And he was doing brain scans. And he figured out that he was a psychopath from his brain scan.
He had the same markers as a psychopath.
He had the same markers as a psychopath. And he realized that, you know what? I like, when I beat my children or my grandchildren in games and they get mad, it makes him happy. Mm. Like he's not empathetic with his grandchildren. So he realized, he's like, oh no, I am a psychopath.
Hmm.
And he's not a serial killer because if you have a kid, God forbid, that has all these markings of a psychopath, they don't feel empathy for anyone else or whatever. If you train them correctly and you teach them the right values, they won't turn into a serial killer. But if you beat them and you abuse them, they might. They might turn out to be like a big bug. People, big mad bug.
People talk about people like narcissism, which is crazy because somebody called me a narcissist in the comments the other day. I'm like, dude.
What?
I don't even know what the fuck that means.
The people are throwing that word around just because they figured out what it actually means. Because if you've been around somebody that's a narcissist, that shit is scary. Mm. It's like one of those things where it's like you feel it. Because they literally can't think of much else of outside of themselves. That ego is so big. It's just
It's like Kanye a narcissist.
He has narcissistic ways. I can't say like I'm not gonna put it on him because I'm not in that field to diagnose somebody or some shit like that.
Right.
But he definitely has narcissistic ways.
Well, the persona he's putting out to the world is one of a narcissist, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But it's like, but he likes himself. Is that wrong?
It's not that. It's more like, you can't tell me shit. That is the part of it that goes along with the narcissist and only doing things to necessarily benefit him, which he has shown examples of doing that. Yeah. Like using people to get over to all those kind of things. Those traits definitely are of somebody who is narcissistic.
Okay, but you can't tell Donald Trump shit. You can't tell any president, like, you can't just be like, hey, real quick, you running this country kind of thing, like, hey, shut the fuck up.
But that's more of a putting it on a front in front of the nation to make it so that you don't look like you don't know what you're doing.
Mm. Okay.
That's totally different because you got to look at it in specific fields of things like that. More people run into people that are narcissistic in like relationships. You run into narcissistic people and then it's one of those things like if you never ran across somebody like that, you wouldn't know that that's what that is. It would just feel like, dang, they're just kind of cocky or anything like that. But then as it goes on, they will literally only do things to benefit themselves and leave you completely out of it because you've come along to, oh, you're on this ride. Well, shit, now you're here. I'm not doing nothing else. Like, if it ain't for me, then it won't be done, essentially.
Mm.
And it stretches even further than that, too.
They don't, like, love their children, except they love their children as they are a reflection of them.
Yeah.
Like really like messed up kind of things. They won't let you like go and lead your own life if it doesn't involve them.
Yeah. Mm. It's like, you know, people brag about their kids and stuff like that, but they only talk good about their children because it sounds good to me. Like, it makes me look good. It's a reflection of what it's supposed to make you look good.
Right.
Yeah. That's the only way they really operate. It's like, whatever is going to make me look good.
So when the kids start fucking up, they can't handle that. And they be like, I don't even know who you are right now. I don't even talk to me when you're back on the good shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Damn. See, man, people just be calling you a narcissist and hurting your feelings and shit. You be like, dog, what the fuck?
They're throwing it out there because that's a new word. That gaslighting was another one.
Gaslighting, for sure.
Gaslighting, narcissism, that all of these things are words that people are starting to, like, these therapy terms that people are starting to bring into the
gaslighting world. Sounds like lying.
Gaslighting
keeping
is like,
the lie up.
It's beyond that. Because it's like, say you said something. I did something to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And me and you both know what happened. You call me out on it. I go above and beyond to make sure that you feel like you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Well, it's
I didn't do it. And it's
you're
like,
trying
I didn't
to make him feel like he's misinterpreting something.
Yeah.
When really...
He got it spot on.
Right.
Yeah. But I gaslight the police all the time. You know, I pulled you over. No. You were going 50. I was going 50? Now, let me ask you a question, man. Look how fast everybody else goes. How do you know I'm going 50 for sure? Sir, you're the only car on the road. That's not the point. The point is, if something is not moving, you're not moving. I'm moving. You're going to tell me I'm going 50, but you're going zero. Wow. It's just like...
Yeah, essentially.
Trying to get out of it, though.
Yeah, it depends on the situation. But yeah, it'll make the other person... It'll literally make you feel crazy. Like, it make you almost question what you actually believe, even though you know that it's true. And that's when it's working. If they can see that gaslighting will work and it'll make you question how you actually think and what you believe, then, oh, they've won you over. And it's the point where you're going to start questioning everything that you do. Like, dang, was that like that? Did I really mean it like that? Or did it come off that way? Maybe I'm tripping. And then it's like, well, that's what happens when you get gaslit all the time.
I don't like the term of it. I wish they would ask everybody what they wanted to call that, because that's like, it's so confusing, man. Like,
it feels like there should be a better word.
Yeah, I feel like there should be a better word. Gaslighting.
It comes from an old movie.
Does it really?
Yeah, it was a trick in this super old movie from like the 50s. And so the term has stuck.
Wow.
Since.
Man,
my brother used to do this. There'd be two of us in the car, and he would fart really loudly, and he would say, I farted. But I know he farted.
Yeah, because you didn't feel it out your ass.
Yeah.
I remember, man, people used to do that to me when I was a kid. And I have a famous, my mom always laughs. She'd be like, did you fart, Chris? I'd be like, I didn't feel it. Because it's like, I don't know if I farted or not. But maybe I did. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, why even ask me? I'm a child. I'm like 2 years old. Like, why would you ask me if I farted? Like, you heard the fart. You know I'm the only person. Asking me is gaslighting me. Because now I'm like, I don't know. Did I?
Yeah. I just looked it up. The movie is called, Gaslight from 1944. But the act is also called coercive control. So that's what it's basically persuading you into thinking that, what you're saying is not actually what it was.
Man.
You had a false memory and all this
stuff.
Yeah, like
you misinterpreted what happened.
Doctors gaslight all the time then.
Yeah, the thing is, it can happen so easily. It's just one of those things where you...
Right.
You know, it just comes up.
Because somebody got to win at the end of the day. Somebody has to, you know what I'm saying? Not everybody, but somebody has to come across as right. And because of that, you're always putting yourself on the table to be gaslit. Like, you know, you confront your partner about some shit. Like, because you're not them and they can always deny and say like, no, that's not how I feel. That's not how... then you're always open to be gaslit because it's like, well, I saw you or I felt like that's not how I felt. And you need to stop. You do that a lot. And you're always, and you're like, damn.
It's more sinister than that.
Yeah.
It's much more sinister. Remember that song, Shaggy, It Wasn't Me?
Yeah.
That's gaslighting because she saw him. She saw him in the shower. She saw him.
He got caught in
but
that.
Do you know what he's trying to say?
He
couldn't
gaslighting.
Say it. No. He couldn't say it wasn't me. He's been body snatched, cloned. He's in the music industry. Who knows? He's like, listen, there's something taken over my soul. It wasn't me. I even saw you in the shower. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. I can't say what I want to say.
You're gaslighting me right now.
You're being gaslighted right now?
You are gaslighting me right now.
Well, can you at least consider the fact that maybe he might be body snatched? So we just not let me come. Okay, there's a new show called Gen V. Are you guys watching it?
Mm-mm. Heard of it.
Oh, my God. Do you guys watch The Boys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So this is a spinoff of The Boys.
Oh, it's in the same universe.
It's, cool. It's in the same universe at the same time, but it's a college called God U. And this is where they go to study to be soups.
Okay.
And it's insane, but like, I want you guys to watch it because a lot of the superpowers mirror Gen Z. That's why they call it Gen V anyway. But it's like all these different Generation Z problems, right? There's a guy who can turn between a man and a woman. It's like he's like a non-binary they, them. You know, it's like another girl who's like she can control blood, but she has to cut herself. So she's a cutter. There's a girl who can turn very small, like microscopic, like Ant-Man, or really, really big, right? But she has to throw up, so she has an eating disorder.
Okay. Nice.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so everything is like, you know, it's dope how they do it, but it's like, it's just, it's crazy watching these issues pan out as, this is that call we've been waiting on all day.
There you go.
It's these issues pan out as superpowers. It's like a whole nother way of looking at the world. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's deep. Anyway.
Remember Clone High? Remember Clone High? No. Clone High?
No.
I don't remember if it's relevant to this, but it was really good, man. It was I think it was an MTV animated show. Like all the different world leaders and historical figures, they cloned them and put them in the same high school.
That's interesting.
It's from like the late 90s, I think.
So like, Bill Clinton and all the...
Like Abraham Lincoln, I think, is the main character. And then, yeah.
Is it on HBO?
This might be a reboot.
That's a Max.
Yeah, that's
good. It looks like the...
2002. Oh, no, 2002. Yeah.
That animation style looks dumb familiar. It looks like 16 and Total Drama.
It looks
Drama.
Like something else. 16 yeah, what is that animation style?
16 and Total Drama Island. They're made by the same people.
I remember it from like the same generation as like Daria.
Oh,
it does have that. Remember the Hercules cartoon? It has that kind of feel too, a little bit. Oh, wow.
Yeah, now, I remember it being good, but it was back when you couldn't just like order up what you wanted to watch. It was
this
like,
is super feasible.
You think so?
Hell yeah. Yes. Listen, why would they let these people die for real without getting a little chunk of their DNA? You think Elon Musk is going to die without getting his DNA? Clone?
He has so many kids. I think that's what he's banking on, is just to have as many kids as possible. He's got stupid amount of kids with a bunch of women. He got so many baby mamas.
You know, they sent Albert Einstein's brain around.
Who?
Einstein, when Einstein died, they dissected his brain and sent it to different researchers.
No! What?
Yeah.
Okay, this says in Today that Elon Musk has 11 children.
I know that.
With three different women.
That's not.
I mean,
insane.
They had a lot of kids then. Each.
Right. Three different women. That's like three.
That's almost four per woman.
3.4, 3.5 kids apiece. That ain't bad. I mean, you know, Elon looks like an old white
none of them
shogun.
To stay, I see that.
He's like an old white emperor or something. You know what I'm saying? His face is like, How many kids does Nick Cannon have? 12?
It's close if it's not there.
So who has more kids, Nick Cannon or Elon Musk? Oh, he does have 12. Good. Mm-hmm. You got it right. You get the prize. So Elon just has to have one more kid to match.
But he
Nick
just
Cannon.
Started 12 years ago. That's what's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
He's been having a kid a year. I mean, look, we all like fucking, but goddamn, Nick.
Something like two a year, low-key.
Right, because, yeah, some of them was twins, and yeah. And he was just going around.
Oh, six different women. So he is spreading his seed far and wide.
But he has a disease that he's trying to get stem cells. He's not even hiding it, right?
Really?
He's like stem celling these kids. Like, they can live, but like, give me that liver.
That's what was thought. They thought, supposedly, like, he thought he had a disease where he was going to die or something. I don't think that's the case.
That's so funny. What if he had all these kids thinking he had that disease? And now
he's like,
I need to.
Something. I forgot what it was or what specific it was, but.
Well, guys,
it's been a weird one. This was a good one.
It was just, we had a lot of good conversation.
Yeah.
Covered a lot of things.
We covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, we did cover a lot of things. I would like to thank our sponsors, Nobody. We don't have any sponsors, man. People don't fuck with us for real. People love the podcast, but like, yo, like, sponsor us, dog. Like, come, like, you know, like Y-Files or somebody like that. Come fuck with us. You know what I'm saying? We need guests too, man. We let people come on here and, yeah, bring that fish on here.
We can get the Y-Files guy. Oh my God.
I like that guy. That guy.
I like him a lot too. Yeah. I like Neil. I like, you know what I'm saying? I like a couple of these guys, man. Come talk to us, man. We're cool.
We could probably get Neil.
You think we can get Neil?
We could probably get Neil.
Oh, I would fucking lose my shit if we got it. That would be a 3-hour podcast.
Yeah. I'd like to talk to him. He was on Trigonometry, and he kind of got roasted for what he said on Trigonometry.
Yeah, but I thought
still,
it was a good conversation.
I would never roast Neil. You know what? Neil looked like the kind of dude that my aunt used to date back in the day. He's always been a guy. Yeah, hey, tell your auntie Neil I said. Yeah, right on, young blood. Like, you know, Neil the like, he got a big-ass motorcycle with them big-ass radios on it. Dejanay, Neil deGrasse. How you say his name?
Neil deGrasse Tyson,
yeah. Neil deGrasse Tyson. He is, like, the expert on everything we talk about. Like, you know what I'm saying? All the shit we like, he knows about it.
Well, he knows about... Okay, I'll roast Neil a little bit. He knows about astrophysics.
Yeah, astrophysics. There you go.
Right. He's very skeptical on pretty much everything else, which I think to a fault.
We're not going to go into
We can that, get into right? it later in the
car. Well, man, he's talking about life on other planets, man. Neil's just, man... Yeah, something I want to tell you, too. I forgot. Was there something about the carbon dating of this planet?
The Earth?
Mm-hmm.
Are you still on it? The Earth is only 600,000 years old?
Listen. We're not going to do it. Now, all I'm saying is, if the Earth is all these billions of years, there's a huge chance that civilizations have gone way beyond us and our technology. And if that's the case, everybody reaches a point where I think they leave here. And then Earth just starts over with the new shit.
Not if they don't have thumbs. Because we might not even be the smartest creatures on this planet, but we got thumbs. Dolphins don't have thumbs, so they're just smart and swimming.
Okay, wait, what?
They don't have thumbs. They don't have opposable thumbs. Like, we can do stuff because we have thumbs.
We don't have flippers or fins.
But
they can't make
a computer.
Look at them thumbs. But they can't do this.
See, they're wiser. They have wisdom.
Yeah.
They can flip in the water. But they can swim so fast. Like, they can swim faster than we can run on our shit.
But they can't hold a pencil and write something down.
Who gives a fuck? They can go from Australia. They can swim. Like, put it like this. This is all I'm going to say. It's more water on the planet than it is land. So if you're a master of the water, who cares if you can write with a pencil?
But then how do they leave the planet?
How do they have to make a ship to leave the planet? And they have to write stuff down so that... Because in our lifetimes, we can't accumulate all the knowledge.
We have to write stuff down. Like, they have frequency control, right? Like, dolphins and whales have knowledge beyond... what we can see, they understand things. They could fuck around. Like, we don't know. We don't know what they can build. There are fish that can light themselves up.
That's true, but they can't build a ship. Yeah. Now, Star Trek 4, we should watch Star Trek 4 and then reconvene after.
Mm-hmm. After when they talk to the dolphins and stuff?
Yeah, when they talk to the whales. Yeah, the whales.
I mean, and that makes sense.
But no, I don't think you're wrong. Like,
what about cephalopods? They don't need thumbs. They can make a thumb out of anything.
That's actually a good argument. I think if anything, it's
the cephalopod could be absolutely. Like, all of these are thumbs now.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, you got
an octopus
there.
Could build a rocket ship if it had.
That's
to.
True. Easy. An octopus could. Yeah.
And so if the octopus worked, but like we work side by side with other land species. Oh, wait a minute. The fucking Bigfoot they found.
Oh yeah, someone
that
sent me
was
that
a good video.
What do y'all think?
I hope they got him.
Here's the thing. We knew it was coming because all of the fucking 4K cameras are out now. Mm-hmm. We knew that it was going to come eventually. Right?
I'm going to shout out. There's someone actually who sent me this video and I completely forgot.
Yeah. Colorado tourists share video of what appears to be Bigfoot. A Bigfoot sighting. Did they zoom in? Yeah, they zoom in, right?
I saw this.
On this video?
They're on a train, right?
Yep.
This looks good, man.
This looks good. It's like, who would be out there and why?
Unless
it's not
for to the, do this. Just to do this shit.
Nikki sent me this video. Wait, what is going on? I don't want to watch the Gaza War right now. Come on. I'll just bring the whole mood down. Let's see about
there he is, yeah. See, this is the problem with our species,
and he
though.
Sat somebody... right down in that shit to he, blend in.
He's taking a shit.
You think he's taking a shit?
Definitely.
You think he went all the way out there to take a shit?
I think that's his spot, yeah. But this is the problem with our species is that there's a, you know, more than 0% chance that somebody would do that just for that video
just so they
to go viral.
Just
I hate
to mess
it.
With people.
But I'm going to choose to believe that that is
Bigfoot. He blends in too well with that environment,
though. It
looks
good. Yeah, it looks really good.
Color grading, bro.
No.
Come
for
on,
the video?
Amir.
Yeah. What? Yes.
Don't bring color grading
in. I've done it in photo. I've made grass turn brown to match with the woman's outfit. You know people do that all the time. Come on, guys.
Yeah, but...
No, this is just some random person on a train. My skeptical side is saying that maybe somebody did that so that somebody on that train would see them and they're just messing with people.
Tony, I ain't gonna lie to you. As a video person, you don't think this video is a little too stable on a train?
Oh, no, not with the new iPhone stabilizer.
Yeah, what you mean?
Zoomed in? I don't know, guys.
Yeah, and you can stabilize it in post. You can stabilize it after.
That's what I'm saying. Why would you stabilize it in post?
Look, it's shaking a little bit.
It's just panning a little bit. Is that what it's called? I don't know. The technical term.
No, man.
It's a little too still.
I think this is good. I'm going to choose to believe it's real.
Somebody's going to come out and be like, yeah, this is what we did.
Of course. They always do that, though.
And then you can't believe them, though.
Right.
You can't believe anybody.
I'm just saying, if they can show the proof, it'd be like, this is the footage right here. We did this. Da, da, da. It's the location where we did it.
Could it be a hunter? You know, they wear
like in a ghillie suit?
Yeah, they wear the outfits and they got the grass on.
I don't think so. I've seen this like zoomed in and it looks good.
Yeah. Man, so I was up in Tacoma a couple weeks ago when I was on tour, and I saw a lot of tall ass people. It's weird, like abnormally tall white men up in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's also Bigfoot country. What's that with Faro Mountain people?
Faro Mountain people?
Yeah.
Are those Appalachians?
Yeah, like Appalachian people.
I don't want to be like racist against Appalachians. I'm just asking, are you talking about Appalachians? I'm not.
You
saying
said Appalachians?
Appalachians.
Apple Asians.
Like Appalachian.
Oh, Appalachian. I'm like, oh, these are... Wait, Appalachian?
Appalachia. Appalachian Mountain people.
Okay. I thought he was like apple-flavored Asian. People were like, damn, that's what he said. I got next to some little fruit snacks. Big-ass heads. Appalachians.
I don't know, man. Yeah, and if you fly over... Like, I remember I took a flight from Seattle... just basically straight east, and you fly over that big wilderness.
Yeah.
And on a good day, you can kind of like really just see how vast it is.
It is, yep.
It's hard for me to say that it's impossible.
Man, that something they like sell this Bigfoot like paraphernalia at the airport because that's just that country. And people are having sightings up there, and they don't talk about it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I also saw these birds yesterday, and it was like some AI pictures maybe, but like they looked like that, like the feathers was moving. They were like people birds. Like big ass white big bird looking people.
You gotta send that.
I gotta fucking find it. God damn it. I'm always.
Or we can, because next week we should talk about cuttlefish too.
Okay.
You know how smart cuttlefish are?
Yeah, I mean, they're octopus, basically. I mean,
they're
kind of
octopus,
they're squids,
but you know, they can camouflage themselves, not just color, but texture.
Yeah.
Dude.
They can make their skin like rocky.
Phosphorescent. They like, they put on light shows to hypnotize other things, and these scientists put them through like a maze. You can watch the thing go through a maze where it's got to like pick up this thing to move this thing. It's crazy.
No, they're smart as fuck. But see, my thing is like, dog, like they have, I was reading this thing where they're talking about how an alien crash landed somewhere. I forgot the city. And a guy picked up one of the beings to try to carry it to get studied, like a small little baby one. And whatever was on his skin, on the alien skin, seeped into the man's skin, and it was too foreign. He died like hours later because the whatever was in that thing was too foreign for his body to even understand how to fight it or what to do, how to have a response to it or anything. It's like, man, there's some shit going on.
Well, yeah, they say like that's going to be if and when we make alien contact, like whenever two cultures meet, if they don't go to war immediately, there are conflicting sicknesses and stuff.
They'll go to war and get sick.
Mm-hmm.
It's not either or. Both of it can happen. But yeah. I believe it. That's why I'm glad COVID happened, because now we know if you see some weird gooey thing, don't touch it directly. Put gloves on.
You think COVID came from an alien?
No, no, no. I was saying it helped us learn about contagion.
COVID could be alien type shit too.
Could be.
A lot of this shit. There was a sexual transmitted disease called Blue Waffle that came out like 20 years ago in health class, and then they never talked about it ever again.
That was some cap.
You remember that?
Yeah. No, it wasn't in health class though. It was an internet thing.
No, I felt like they talked about it at like
as a joke. For me, when I was in high school, that shit was like a joke. Like, it's not a real thing.
I thought Blue Waffle was some real shit, because it was nah. Like I was like, you know what? I might retire from fucking. If they're coming out with breakfast, you have some fucking breakfast dick running around here, blueberry dick, oh, you'll be fucked up. Yeah, they had Blue Waffle. Was it real or not? You looking it up?
Yeah, I'm looking at it, and people.
I think it was an internet thing, bro.
For real?
Yeah.
Well, goddamn it, they got me. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's how I be sometimes. I be believing shit, man. I am a believer. Tell me something, and I will spread it.
As people say, it's not real.
It's not real? Okay, cool. Yeah, I think it was some alien shit. I think somebody had fucked one of them aliens, got Blue Waffle. We killed them, and then we didn't even hear about it no more.
And then everybody pretended it was a joke, and now you were being gaslit.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm being gaslit, that's yeah. It. Oh, the government gaslit all the time. You didn't see no aliens. You didn't see nothing. It showed you in the computer lab. Oh my God, that was a wild time. Yeah, Blue Waffle was crazy. That Blue Waffle was crazy. And don't even get me started on Red Pancake. That's what Sexy Red got. It's like, nah. I know we're supposed to talk about Sexy Red today.
Next time. Just that, now I feel like I'm being gaslit. Drake put Sexy Red on his, like.
Did you hear the song?
Yeah, she couldn't be.
It's a fucking smash hit.
What?
Bend that ass over.
It's a good song.
Let that coochie breathe.
But why doesn't she sound like she's trying to sing or be melodic in any way?
Take that ass, bitch. Hands on your knees.
It just shows anybody can be famous without the talent usually necessary to get famous.
But it's like, I feel you. But it's like,
debatable, man. This kind of music's been around for
it really has.
Look, I'm not saying about the content of the music. Look. There are people who do that kind of thing really well. She's not even trying to do the art form well.
Man, when I was in school, ninth grade, we used to do this dance called Jitten back in Detroit. And you just move your feet real fast and, you know, it'd be sweet as hell. But they had songs like Booty Ho. And we'd be like, Booty Ho, that ass looks so. And they'd be like, and it had ass and titties. And it was like, I mean.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not at all saying the content is bad or whatever. I'm just saying she doesn't sound like she's trying to sing. It sounds like I'm listening to somebody doing karaoke of that song.
That's a good way to say it.
That's how she can't rap good.
That's how she can't rap good. She can't sing good. She doesn't. I don't know what she does.
You ever heard of
Silk
the Shocker?
No. What's that?
Oh my God. Yeah, you would be very upset. One of the worst rappers ever. He's Master P, little brother.
Went platinum
many times.
All right.
Could not stay on the beat.
It's a regional. It's 100% a regional thing.
Baby.
It's a regional thing. 100%. It is.
Are you saying people in St. Louis can't stay on beat? That doesn't make any sense.
That's not true. That's not what I'm saying. I'm from the South. I'm saying it's like. When you're from the South, there's different things that people do to music that other people are not going to care about or like, and then somebody else will take it, and then they'll put their little spin on it, and then it's like, oh, I see now. I get it. It's always been a thing.
Yeah, Chopped and Screwed.
Yeah.
That was a Houston thing. And it was like, what are they doing? Like they're taking a song and slowing it down, but they're not just slowing it down because it's still on beat. Like, it's still on the beat.
Yeah. There's a lot of people now that are taking like Detroit sound and like flipping it into like a whole different thing. Like they're taking these beats. It's like that sound is from Detroit for sure. And then they'll flip it and then it'll be like an Atlanta dude rapping or a New York dude rapping or an LA dude rapping on it. And then it'll be like, oh, that's cool. We like that. And then it's like, that's the origin, like where it originally came from. And then it'll just keep blossoming. The thing that Sexy Red is doing, she's like bringing back the 2009 era of like Gucci Mane and Waka Flocka and that
Juvenile.
Sound. Yeah, all that sound that people use and these crazy hard beats, and it's like, why is this woman rapping on here talking about Ski and Pound Town? Like, that's absurd.
But again, take away all that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about
that's how she talks.
She sounds like somebody gave her a microphone for the very first time and she's doing this song for the very first time.
I wouldn't say she's like super experienced as far as like trying to like rapping, but that's how she talks.
Then how did she get on a Drake album?
You'd be surprised at how many people Drake has to pay attention to those kind of things.
Yeah, she's a trend, bro.
But the thing is, it's not like somebody pushed her out. It's like she was doing this stuff for so long. She has music that she did years ago that she went viral for.
And SZA makes the song so good, too. She comes in and just sounds like an angel over coochie talk. Let that coochie rip. Oh, no, no. I'd be like, man, this song, man.
And it has the drum sounds of like a 90s song. Like, yeah. it's an old
song. It sounds like, one you should know. Yeah. It made me want to just.
But it doesn't sound like you're listening to somebody do karaoke.
Not to me.
Poorly.
I've listened, maybe because I just listened to so much of this kind of music. I used to be that kind of person too. My favorite rapper is Jay-Z. I can't listen to these fools. And then living in Atlanta make you be like, God damn it, this shit is catchy. it fucking works. I can't deny it. And man. One of my favorite rappers was Lil Wayne. Like, yeah. Nobody would really rock with him like that either.
And Wayne would do the same thing, though. Wayne would do the same thing Sexy Red doing, not in the way she's doing it. I would never disrespect Weezy like that. But wait, like those old mixtapes, he'd take somebody's song and go ham on it. He don't care what song it was.
Mm-hmm. You gotta keep your ear to it. It's like it'd be crazy to be like, "Oh, Drake," but it's like it kind of makes sense. Like,
and she's gonna get Drake picked up
by somebody like that. To, I mean, the Pound Town song had Nicki Minaj on the remix. She's the biggest female artist of all time. You had that's Nicki Minaj on the remix. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
So it's not like she wasn't getting looks. Like, people were finding this stuff, and everybody's like, "Oh, I hate it. It sucks." And
so then, this is why I feel like I'm being gaslit, because I'm like, everything you're saying, I get.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, it's when you listen to her voice,
it's a taste.
It doesn't sound like she's trying to perform.
I've never
anything.
Heard somebody say that coochie breathe. It was like, wow.
And that's the thing about it. It's like, it's just like, wow. Why didn't anybody else say
that? Yeah.
Because you don't want to. Don't.
What you mean? But it just sounds like, good.
Don't why be so practical. Don't.
What?
That's what makes it. That's what makes it crazy.
You're about to breathe, ain't it?
But you do it like crazy. You know, you're in the sun or whatever. But why you're gonna let your coochie breathe in front of other people?
And I agree. Let
it's a dance song, so it's like, yeah, bend that ass over.
Let that coochie breathe. You gotta relax. You gotta relax. You can't be tense.
I don't want to be around someone letting their coochie breathe on a dance.
Oh, I agree. But,
I agree with that part, but hearing it in the song,
if she start coming out with these coochie mints with Altoids, you know what I'm saying?
Now that's a business move right there.
Bend that ass over. Let that coochie breathe with a Mentos. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, we out of here, man. This is another episode of the CP Podcast, man. The squad is in here, man. Tony, Amir, Maya's back, man. It's your boy, man. See y'all next week. I don't know. We out of here. Peace.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.